Have you noticed that the success of taking these lessons from your chair to your horse depends on both you and your horse truly being in your comfort zones? Oh, it's a key factor, and it's probably the most important factor. Only in both your comfort zones can you truly listen deep inside to each other and find the position and the communication that you're looking for. It's part of why I so love this work. So to the backup. A backup is supposed to be a beautiful, soft lifting of your horse's feet. If your horse's feet are dragging, then they've been pulled into a backup. It's quite simple. Not to worry though, because with lesson 66 and 67 and the next one that's coming up, you're going to change all that. So let's get into this lesson. You can do this one on your horse, or you can practice it first in a chair, whichever you like. What I want you to do first is to listen inside yourself. Find that place of deep inner awareness. Notice everything about your breathing if you need to. Feel your heartbeat if you need to. Notice the ebb and flow of energy in your body if that's the thing that pulls you most into that place of inner awareness. Then bring your horse into the equation. Feel your horse underneath you. And feel the way that your energy changes as you bring your horse into this lesson as the teacher. Now, even more so if you're sitting on the chair, feel your horse and bring them in as the teacher. When Michelle did this lesson on our magic barrel on four legs, I swear I thought that barrel was going to move backwards. The energy of backwards was so strong and so incredibly beautiful. Drop into your effortlessly powerful posture. Drop into your magnetic seat. You should be just about there straight away now, unless there's something in the way. If you feel you need to, you can go through some of the older lessons. I put references to those lessons on the webpage here. Like everything else, if there is something in the way of your magnetized butt, then don't hold it against yourself. Contact me so that we can resolve it. So far, everyone has been able to find that magnetized butt. Even the two ladies who were semi-disabled with serious back problems, they found the perfect place for them, which is incidentally not where I would have put them intellectually. From that place of inner awareness and with your soft eyes and the gentle smile that goes with that, notice, my cat's going berserk here. Notice everything about the way that the energy moves through your body. You could even get someone to push on you gently, like I show you in the video that comes with this lesson, so that you can feel the strength and feel the exaggeration, how incredibly powerful this magnetized butt is that comes from this position. Now, your stop and backup should always have an element of float forwards. Anything else will cause a brace in you and cause a brace in your horse. And, you know, I used to be able to slide Bobby to a stop with a backwards lean, but I also spent the next umpteen years fixing his back problems that were caused by both he and I bracing so hard. That's not the only reason he had back problems, but it's certainly one of them. Now, we're going to learn to glide backwards on cloud nine with your horse. I chose those words because they so describe what happens when you're doing this. Still in that inner awareness and with your soft eyes, slide your tailbone closer to the ground and at the same time float forwards with your upper body. It's a real strong feeling. And notice the feelings that happen when you do that. Notice what happens to your body when you do that. Notice any places of bracing in your body and make whatever minor adjustments to your body that you need to in order to soften that part of your body and make like the soapy sliding bones with it. Notice what happens to the rest of your body when you tip your chin up a little. Notice what happens to the rest of your body when you tip your chin up a little. Notice what that feels like. Oh, I actually feel a bit sick when I do it. Notice what happens to the rest of your body when you tilt your head down and look at the ground in front of your horse. Now, that was what I used to do all the time. And notice what that feels like. Oh, yuck. And I'm really looking forward to hearing some feedback on the discussion group about these pleas. Notice what happens with this exercise if your toes are just in the stirrups. And then check out what happens and what it feels like if your feet are all the way inside the stirrup. Let's do this mentally on a chair, not on your horse. I don't like to see feet all the way inside a stirrup, even for practice. Try and do this backup exercise with your back slightly arched and notice how that feels and how the arch impacts the rest of your body and the energy of your stop and backup. It's interesting because even as I'm doing it on the chair here, I feel slightly sick with my back arched. I'm getting so used to being in this lovely magnetized butt. Then do the exercise again after you've done the arch. Do the exercise again with your lovely straight backed magnetized butt. Then try this exercise with your shoulders slumped forwards and the front of your body kind of collapsed over the top of itself. And notice what that does to the rest of your body and to the energy of the stop and back up. And then, of course, come back to your lovely magnetized butt again and feel the comparison of the exercise in your good position. Man, that is so interesting to do. Now, here's the pièce de résistance. If there's anybody French in the group, then please forgive me for my appalling French accent. Here's the icing on the cake. Here's the final piece of using the body alone for a stop and a backup. Here's the thing that gets the energy flowing so much that magic, the barrel on four legs, almost moved backwards in front of my eyes. The energy was so strong. Slide your tailbone down closer to the ground and float forwards. And now imagine that your hip joints, remember that joint where your long thigh bone meets your pelvis that we showed you on the skeleton? Imagine that your hip joints were softening and opening wider. Don't move them. Just imagine that you are opening those joints as you slide your tailbone closer to the ground and float gently forwards to compensate for that. Keep your attention on all those joints feeling like soapy bones, all those soapy bones sliding against each other. And wait for your horse to understand this. And wait and wait and wait. And when you're actually on your horse's back doing this, then whether they've moved backwards or not, sit back up into your normal magnetized butt and be prepared to get off if you feel that it's necessary and wait for the chew. If they didn't move backwards, then after the chew, you can ask again, listening inside yourself for any adjustments that you may need to make in your own body to get the feeling that I'm describing. You can, if you need to, use the reins in the way that I described in lesson 67 to explain what you mean by this body position, remembering that the reins are a signal and they should have absolutely no pull whatsoever. A pull will give you the opposite to what you're looking for. Now go and play with this with your horse and come back and tell me what happens, because every time I've taught this to somebody, they have been blown apart by the changes they get in their stop and back up. So enjoy it.